Michelle Ong time for Daily Market Wrap this Friday, February 16, 2024. Markets in Asia up again on Friday after another S&P 500 record on Wall Street overnight as traders looked past inflation angst and looked ahead to the release of PPI data. In the region, the Nikkei 225 led the rally, boosted by tech firms. It now remains a short distance away from its historic 1989 peak. Here at home, the PSE index wavered in the afternoon session, a day after the Banco Central, as expected, kept rates steady at 6.5% while lowering its inflation outlook for the year.
I think for the next several months, they will be on hold their own forecast while they've reduced the CPI inflation average for this year lower. But the trajectory is still the same in the sense that they're still looking at a potential reacceleration by second quarter, which could again breach the top end of the 2-4% target, which I very much share. I have that in my own forecast as well, partly because of base effects. If that's the case in the very near term, I think it's very difficult to see BSP starting to sound a bit more dovish and signal a rate cut. So I still have them cutting only in August, and from there, maybe a total of 100 basis points this year, plus another 50 next year. So a total of 150 basis points to take the policy rate to 5%. Governor Ely has been sort of thinking about these risks. Is I think he'd rather be patient in the cutting cycle then make the mistake of cutting too early, and then you have inflation reaccelerating and, you know, having to wind that back and, you know, increase rates again. So that's not great for credibility.
For the day, the PSE index fell by 0.1% despite net foreign buying as investors cashed in on gains. But it still notched a fourth weekly gain.
Even a 6.5, 6.7, I would have been very happy, because me, I personally prefer slow, gradual rather than these peak increases. Because I totally agree. Maybe in a few days or a week or so, you know, the pundits will take profits and then you'll see a decline and it will go up again. Only because it's an opportunity for people to take profit. So that is normal anyway. But should it dip a little, it's just taking profit. Investors don't be scared. Because if the economy is doing well anyway, so that and companies are doing better, so their announcements should be very good and their stock prices should be.
The overall trend appears to be up, but you are actually due for some consolidation. You'll have some tail, a bit of positive leads from Wall Street, and I wouldn't be surprised if you actually test 7,000 anytime soon. But having said that, after you test that number, it's really ripe for a pullback. You're grossly overbought. And save for the tailwinds from the MSCI rebalancing, you really are due for some profit taking. What could actually happen is, you know, the PSEI could consolidate within a range of 7,000 to 6,700.
In corporate stories, San Miguel shares closed down despite its consortium being awarded the 170 billion peso na IA rehabilitation contract on top of its Bulacan Airport project. Looking ahead, investors are also waiting for the FTSE rebalancing announcement on Monday, and the consensus projects five names getting potentially deleted, which may result in net outflows. Meanwhile, C2 and chippy maker Universal Robina broke ground for its new production plant in Malvartown in Batangas, which will produce many of its products in the coming years. Construction of the plant will begin this year, and expansion will span some 10 to 15 years. Once completed, it will cover an area of 30.7 hectares and employ some 3,000 workers directly and indirectly. And Alternergy Tanay Wind signs a memorandum of agreement with the Municipal Local Government Unit of Tanay for the construction and eventual operation and maintenance by ATWC of the 99.2 megawatt Tanay Wind Farm project in the province of Rizal. Finally, the Philippine Stock Exchange says it will open volume-weighted average price or VWAP trading on March 1st, with the expectation that foreign and institutional investors who prefer to look past price volatilities during the trading day and focus on the average price instead will avail of the facility. It notes VWAP trading may only be done within a 15-minute window after the market's runoff period or from 3 p.m. to 3:15 using the price computed by the exchange. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.